For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today's Bushism. Quote, I've changed my style somewhat. As you know, I pontificate less, although it may be hard to tell it from this show, and I'm more interacting with people. End quote. Allison Merton is a Canadian medical marijuana patient who suffers from multiple sclerosis and a member of law enforcement against prohibition.
Tell us what you think the future should bring.
You know, I'm hoping it'll bring full legalization of cannabis completely, not just as medicine, but fully across the board, Dean, because people are suffering everywhere because it isn't available to medical users. If anybody could grow it anywhere, like tomatoes, it would be fixed in a second. It's really relatively as harmless as a tomato. I mean, caffeine is more of a problem than marijuana is, as is tobacco and alcohol, as we all know. So I know for the future it's going to happen, Dean. It's just a matter of our perseverance.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
This week's Poppygate update begins in Washington. Lieutenant General David Barnow, commander of Combined Forces Command Afghanistan, held a press briefing at the Pentagon on Thursday. He said that U.S. forces in Afghanistan likely will not play an active and direct law enforcement or combat role in eradicating Afghanistan's opium production. The annual UN Afghanistan Opium Survey is expected to report that Afghan poppy production is up 35% over last year. The Boston Globe reports that 2 out of 3 Afghani farmers questioned by a UN survey said they plan to significantly increase their opium crop next year. A few years ago, in Boston, heroin was about 20% pure and cost $20 a bag. Now the same bag is 90% pure and costs a mere $3. Wake up and smell the poppies, America. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
The following message is brought to you by the U.S. Ministry of Homeland Security.
Never forget fear.
And hatred.
Or lies.
Or deception.
Big Brother says the war of terror will last forever.
And please remember that once you're arrested for marijuana, you can no longer get a student loan, credit, housing, or a job. And just remember, according to the forthcoming Victory Act, if you buy a bag from someone who bought a bag from someone who bought a bag from someone who knew someone who was a terrorist, you'll be subject to 20 years to life. Happy Halloween! This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.